Welcome to the August 2009 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. The man who stepped on Plymouth Rock first. An unimportant and possibly not totally accurate examination of proper New England ancestry. So now here we go. New England's so-called first families did not originate with the Mayflower group. Instead, they trace their ancestors back to those who sailed over here from England in 1629 and for about 10 years after that, on a ship called the Arabella, and several other ships, to found the Massachusetts Bay Company. These people, including a Saltonstall, a Winthrop, a Phillips, a Bradstreet, but no Dunn, you know, Dunn and Bradstreet, although there was a Dunn that came over in the Mayflower, a Quincy, and most of the other first family ancestors were conservative businessmen with a puritanical outlook on work, religion, sex, death, and the hereafter. As we all know, they were Puritans. The Mayflower people were referred to as pilgrims. Now, most would agree that Mayflower ancestry doesn't have the financial and political power that has always been associated with first family names. But it's nonetheless very nice to be a member of the General Society of Mayflower Descendants. If, for instance, you're a Chilton, C-H-I-L-T-O-N, he was the oldest passenger on board, James Chilton, or a Moore, M-O-R-E, Richard Moore was one of the children on the Mayflower, or a Rogers, Thomas Rogers was one of many who signed the Mayflower Compact, or if you're descended from one of the other 20 families aboard the Mayflower, who are now known to have present-day offspring, then you can join the society. You could perhaps also, I might say, hang a huge print of the ship Mayflower in your living room, which might at times elicit enough conversation at social gatherings for you to mention your Mayflower ancestry without appearing overly forward about it. However, as the late Vrest Orton, he was the founder of the Vermont Country Store, which is still going strong today, as Vrest Orton wrote in his book, The Voice of the Green Mountains, if the good ship Mayflower had taken aboard all the ancestors that are now claimed to have come over on that voyage, it would have been bigger than today's Queen Elizabeth II. I regret I have no ancestors who came over on the Mayflower. I was, however, once introduced in the following manner. I was introduced at a speech I was giving. Quote, and although our speaker claims no Mayflower descendants, he does have a relative who ran for the boat and missed it. That was indeed a relative of mine, who then waited 18 years before catching a boat that subsequently landed in Newburyport, Massachusetts. But he was neither a pilgrim, nor I guess he was not a Puritan either. If I could be a Mayflower descendant, I'd like to be a Howland. John Howland fell off the Mayflower as it was rounding the tip of Cape Cod. Quote, but it pleased God he caught hold of ye top halyards, wrote Governor Bradford about the incident in the history of Plymouth Plantation, quote, and held his hold, though he was sundry fathoms underwater, and then with a boat hook and other means got into ye ship again, unquote. A few days later, John Howland was one of a small group of Mayflower men sent out to discover a locality suitable for their future home. Thus it was that John Howland stood on Forefathers Rock, as Plymouth Rock is also called, 5 whole days before the rest of the Mayflower people landed on it. Now that's one upsmanship.